Hello and welcome back to Birthday Skin. We are Charlie and Ames and we are your fave skincare podcast. We're telling you that we are your favourites.
We are.
How are you, Ames?
I'm all right.
So we're in a different studio today and it's a bit more high tech than what we're used to, isn't it?
I feel like I can't breathe without you hearing it. Like, Even the noise of my lips touching in between sentences, that makes like the little noise.
Stop.
I can't stop noticing it when I talk.
Well, I mean, the audience members can decide whether they want to tune in for your...
Not going to lie, Charlie, I don't think the retention rate on this episode is going to be very good. Sorry, guys.
Well, shall we get into it, Ames, instead of... taking people away from what we're actually here to talk about. In today's episode, we are going to talk about colloidal silver.
You came to me with this idea, didn't you? And I was like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, and you still have no idea.
Still don't know. So I said to Charlie beforehand, she was like, right, done the research, not going to lie, Charlie's done most of it. She was like, how do you want to structure this episode? I was like,
shall we just pretend that, like, I don't know anything about it?
Well, it's not pretending, is it? I was like, kind of don't want to beat around the bush, don't really want to lie to people and make out like I know something that I don't. So why don't I just tell everyone what it is and you can do the rest? I'll just sit back and relax. Listen to my own weird sounds.
Well, I know that you have a product with colloidal silver in.
Yeah, so on the notes.
Yeah, Allies of Skin Blemish Keeper Overnight Serum, whatever that long, lengthy, over-exaggerated name is. I've kind of seen it knocking about for a while now, especially in like plasters and stuff.
Never really noticed the ingredients.
You've never seen
plasters.
An elastoplast with silver in it?
No.
Oh, well, it got me.
Oh, is it actually silver?
Oh my God, here we go, chuffing out. Yes.
Right, well, guys.
It's not called colloidal silver for...
Yeah, but it could have been like an extract of something. Right, you know what? Everyone who's listening, just know that I'm learning with you.
To be fair, the next episode is going to be the opposite way around because I'm completely baffled by next week's ep. But let's get on with it.
Let's.
Do you want to read the first sentence in our notes, Ames?
Yes. How do you pronounce it again? Colloidal. Colloidal.
No, colloidal.
So, many people are asking, probably thinking what it is, me included. So, colloidal silver, I'm going to read this in the most monotone voice ever, so it's dead obvious I'm reading it off a note that you wrote, is a term used to describe a mixture of silver ions and nanoparticles in a liquid.
You're a tit.
It's highly antimicro.
Right, I'll do this bit.
Yeah, go on.
Right, so essentially, yeah, it
is.
Oh
my God,
silver.
That's what I wanted to tell you.
Oh.
So I was getting my nails done.
Oh God.
The other day. And my lovely friend Jade listens and she went, there's one word that Charlie always says and it really makes me laugh because I've noticed she says it all
what
the time.
Is it?
And I was like, what? And she was like, it's a word she uses to like describe something. And I was like, what? This went on for about 5 minutes. And she was like, it's this. Oh, no, it's. And I went, essentially. She went, yeah.
Oh,
she
my
went,
God.
She says it
oh my
all
God.
The
no.
time. And like, I've just been listening to you talk just then all the time.
Oh my God, I never realised.
Two words you say all the time are essentially and whereby.
Whereby?
You say whereby quite a lot.
Do I?
Yeah, oh I never God. Used to say that before knowing you. Now I say it.
It's
but...
the birthday drinking game, birthday skin drinking game.
Honestly, listen back to episodes and listen to how much you say essentially.
Now everybody knows. I know. I need to not do it.
I know. Well, no, it's not a bad thing, but...
I'm just going to quickly tap essentially into a thesaurus.
So you can find different words. Essentially, what it does is...
Essentially, thesaurus.
You've literally got essentially written in the notes as well.
Yeah, I know. Okay, I didn't realise I liked the word so much.
Twice. You've got it twice.
Oh, God. Okay, well, currently looking for antonyms.
I mean, I'm...
Actually, approximately... what else can I use? Originally, permanently... None of these... Right.
Stick to essentially, babe. You do you.
Okay,
it wasn't a criticism. It was just...
I feel like it was.
No, not at all. It was just a mere... Oh, that I've noticed that. It was just an acknowledgement.
Okay, well, Let's get back to it. And I'm not going to say the word essentially or whereby.
All right.
Okay.
I'm going to stick over the next three episodes. I'm going to just watch it. I'm going to watch your face turn bright red as you try and think of a different word and try not to say it.
Right. Colloidal silver.
You'll just get home to Al and go, essentially.
I'll have a purge.
Anyway, go on.
Right. So, colloidal silver is highly antimicrobial, which means that it's really good at killing bacteria. So different types of bacteria are things like E. coli and Staphylococcus. Oh. Did you ever do food tech at school?
Yeah, but I don't know what Staphylococcus is.
It's kind of like E. coli, but it's just a different type of food poisoning. So there's obviously good bacteria and bad bacteria. Have you ever seen the yogurt adverts? They're like, oh, all the good bacteria are in your gut. We want them to thrive. Yeah, so drink an Actimel or something. Yeah, so basically it's just the type of bacteria. I said basically,
I know, but you were dying to say
really
it.
So colloidal silver actually used to be used instead of antibiotics. So obviously an antibiotic also kills bacteria, but as you'll be aware, because of all of these ridiculous adverts that go on TV around wintertime, we can build a resistance to antibiotics, which is not good.
No.
Because then it means that we just have to find different antibiotics every year, and one day there's just not going to be any left.
Yeah.
So silver was actually used originally, and then antibiotics were found out, and they swapped them over. But it's really, really bad to ingest colloidal silver. You can still buy it, so the disclaimer on this episode is whatever you do, put it on your skin topically, just don't ingest it, because it's just not good for you. We'll go into it in a little bit. And there's a funny little fact that relates to something hilarious you said maybe 6 months ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not even going to look. I'm putting my phone away. I'm not even going to look. I don't want to ruin the surprise. Take it. Go on. The show is yours.
So, like, we've come to the conclusion that obviously it's really good at killing bacteria, but you have bacteria everywhere. There's bacteria on our skin now. Like I said, some's good, some is good and some is bad. But it's really good. Colloidal silver is really good for ensuring that any bacteria on the skin that might be causing any infections or acne is dead and gone. Mm. If you suffer with acne, this product or something with colloidal silver in will be really good for you. Because there were a few studies that were done that showed that there was a type of bacteria that lives on your skin, that it lives in the oily region of your pores. So basically, when a pore becomes suffocated and blocked by dead skin cells and oil and sebum, it creates an environment where this type of bacteria really thrives and it can grow and multiply quite quickly. I'm going to try and pronounce it. It's called Propion. Oh, actually, it's not too bad. Propionibacterium.
Mm-hmm. Propioni.
Propioni. It sounds Italian.
It does.
Would you like some propioni on
sounds
your ravioli?
Like, yeah. Sounds like something I want on my pizza.
Yeah, so the propionibacterium will thrive in an environment where there's a lack of oxygen and it's just kind of a bit grim. So, yeah, you want to be having some form of colloidal silver if you suffer with acne. What does it do and how does it work? I'm not going to say it. Topical silver does have some appropriate medical uses. You know, I love a science paper, Ames.
Oh, you do. Absolutely shags them.
I really read a disturbing experiment.
And I don't like these.
I know.
Ones.
And to be fair, there's a lot of experiments that are done that test on animals. And they're not necessarily associated with brands. Like, they're not testing their products on animals. They are just trying to figure out whether it will work for brands to then kind of take on and turn into a product for us. But they... Colloidal silver is really good for burns. So if you've got acne, it's really good. And it's really good for burns because when you burn yourself... you take off the top layer of your skin, which means that that skin underneath, which isn't used to being kind of out in the open air.
Exposed.
Exposed, that's the word. It can be it's really prone to infection and getting bacteria in there that really shouldn't be there. And then obviously you get an infected wound when it goes all green and disgusting.
Minging.
So using colloidal silver kills all of that bacteria. So when you've obviously killed all of that bacteria, it makes it easier to heal.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a study that, I mean, you might want to skip ahead 15 seconds on your little app at this point, that had rats in it. And the way that they tested it was they burnt the rat and then compared two rats that had been burnt the same way to see whether it was whether it worked or not. And I am absolutely not saying that that is the way you should test anything, but this is, it was a test that was done and I felt sick. And I'm not going to lie, I welled up a little bit.
That's really sad, the poor little rat.
Yeah. From that, they did find out that it was like effective, but I think that was a long time ago. I don't know. I don't have a link to the nasty little experiment, but it worked. Yeah, I think it was, like I was saying, it's good for burns, it's good for acne, and it was used as an anti... what's it called that you get from the doctor? That was an anti... What did you get from the doctor? I've said it already.
Antibiotic. Antibacterial.
Antibiotic. So when it's applied to the skin, it can be really handy in bandages, dressings, plasters, that kind of thing, and skin infections. So do you remember when I had that those spots along my jawline? Mm. It was probably something to do with this propion bacterium, because if you remember, I was wearing a lot of scarves, so I was creating an atmosphere that was kind of warm, and because I'm acne prone anyway, obviously it was an infection. So I wish I'd have known about colloidal silver then. But when I went to the doctor, they were like, we can give you antibiotics for it, and that got rid of it.
Yeah.
So it would have been that. So if you are concerned about having some kind of skin infection, then a bit of colloidal silver will help.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really good for preventing conjunctivitis in newborns.
Oh.
It's something that they use quite commonly. So this really, like, essentially...
You just couldn't even help yourself.
I know, I just said it.
You couldn't even stop. Shit. See?
Sorry.
Just rolls off the tongue.
I'll take a shot of water, roll the bottle over here.
Like I said, it, not a negative thing.
Maybe this is a good thing. Maybe every time I say essentially, we have to have a shot of water and then we're just super hydrated. There we go. That's the game.
I'd like to think I drink more than, I mean, a shot of water. I feel that's not really adventurous. I feel like maybe full bottle.
I haven't been out on a Friday or Saturday night in about 2 months, and now I'm saying let's have shots of water.
I know.
What has happened to me?
Look, I went out on Friday night, right? Went to like a karaoke place at home, so it was my friend's birthday. Me and my other friend, Molly, sat there whilst everyone else was up getting pissed singing. We were just sat chatting, and after about 5 minutes, I realised we were talking about credit scores. We were on a night out. She had an Experian app, and she's already got a mortgage. And I was like... Oh, you've got your Experian up. I was like, "Watch credit score."
In a karaoke bar.
Yeah, literally. She was like, "Watch." I was like, "Watch credit score." I was like, "You don't have to tell me. Just wondering."
Oh my god!
Obviously, you've got a mortgage, and I just wanted to know, like, you know, whatever. And she was like, "Oh yeah, yeah, it's this, it's this."
Oh,
I was
my
like,
god!
Oh, this is mine. She was like, "Yeah, yeah."
Do you want to
pay
know?
This much off my mortgage? Like, it costs this much. We want to do this to it, and then in 4 years we want to. And I was like, Molly, we're on out.
We're in a karaoke bar, chuffing hell. You know what? Something funny happened to me. I accidentally set up my Experian... This has turned into a real mum conversation.
People are just going to be like, oh, just piss
I off. Set up my Experian monthly payment, because you can pay so that you can check it every day.
Yeah, yeah, it's 15 quid, isn't it?
Yeah, £15. I set it up to go out of the wrong card, so it should have gone out of my other card. But then, because I didn't have the money in there as my bills, I had it in the other account, it kept declining. So my card declined Experian 3 times.
For fuck's sake.
They're going to be like, sorry, you are actually fucking useless. We cannot help you.
I don't want to give you your credit score because you're shit.
No. Well, anyway, back
to... Can you only check it a limited amount of times a month if you don't pay for it?
We'll have this conversation off the podcast.
I literally check mine every day like it's going
to
change.
Welcome
every
to
day.
Birthday Skin. Today we're talking about credit scores.
Let's talk about mortgages.
Right. So, what was I saying?
You started the conversation with essentially, and then we started talking about shots of water and then credit scores.
I'm disgusted at myself. I'm 26, for God's sake.
Tell me the fact about something I said 6 months ago.
Oh, that was it. That was it. Thank you. So, it's really good at killing bacteria. Mm. It's still used in medicine and that kind of thing. It's not just a bit of a fad product. It is genuinely really helpful.
The rats got burnt for this knowledge.
Yeah, I know. And you know, at the start of the episode, I said you shouldn't ingest it.
Mm-hmm.
It's because, so this is a little passage that I've taken from a historical account of colloidal silver and it being used as an antibiotic. So back in the, I think there were people still ingesting it in like the 60s or 70s. So I don't know when this was, but it says families of the higher socioeconomic classes during the Middle Ages, were so acquainted with the usage of silver that they developed bluish skin discolorations known as this is still a thing, but I can't pronounce it, argyria. So, do you remember?
Yes, I know exactly what you're going to say.
Right. About 6 months ago, we were walking to work and you said, I can't believe that, well, it was something like...
Basically, I want to describe this because you'll make me sound thicker than I am.
Okay, yeah, you go then.
I basically thought that your blood was blue until it got in contact with oxygen, which then
oxidized.
Made it red. Yeah.
And yeah, so then I was like, having done a lot of blood tests, giving blood and that kind of thing, when you give blood, the blood literally never touches the air because it goes straight from you into the needle, in the tube and then into the bag, which is clear. So you can see the red blood.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, no, Ames, it's not, I don't think you're right because there's red blood cells. And you were like, what? And I was like, yeah, so oxygen turns those red blood cells red. It happens before it actually comes into contact with the air. And you were like, no, I don't think it is. And I was like, Angel, the term blue blood is, it's just a thing. It's not real. And you're like, oh, okay.
Do you know what the
then.
Funny thing was, though? You tried to fucking humiliate me when me, you, Cal and Alex went out to. Yeah, oh, my God, Cal, guess what? This stupid thing that Amy said. Ah, she's so dumb. Told him and he went, oh, I thought that was true.
Me and Alex were sat there like, oh my God. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
I was like, this is why we are together. Yeah, are both thick.
But this passage goes on to say, having ingested silver may have led to the term blue blood to describe members of the aristocracy because it gave them a bluish skin colour. So people would have thought that their skin was blue. I'm saying to you that what you were saying could have actually been a very well-known notion back in the Middle Ages.
Well.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't come from nowhere.
No, it didn't. But you now know and you can teach your nieces and your nephews that your blood is not blue, that it's red. And then they will be like, thanks, Auntie Amy. I'm glad I know that now.
Yeah, they'll probably be like, that's the most useless bit of information I've ever heard in my life.
Right, I'm nearly finished. You might be wondering, this sounds great. I must make sure that I have some colloidal silver in my bathroom for when I cut myself or burn myself or if I get bad acne. Where can I buy it? What is it in? Well, like I was saying earlier, it's in the Allies of Skin Blemish Keeper Overnight Serum. And I have noticed that when I use that, without even knowing what colloidal silver was, I was like, oh my God, my skin just looks so like decongested. Mm.
It's so great, but isn't it like £88?
I think it's more than that. I think it's £100.
No, the mask is £100 and that's slightly cheaper. The mask, because we got gifted too, didn't we?
Yeah.
We got the sleeping blemish mask and then the sleeping serum.
The Mandelic one.
The mask is over £100.
It's in the mask.
Oh, it's not in the serum?
No, it's in the mask.
Oh, right, okay. Forget.
So it's the Mandelic.
Oh, yeah, so it's over £100, yeah.
Yeah, so it's expensive. And I do use it sparingly now, but it is honestly, sometimes we'll get gifted things and we're like, whoa, that is really expensive. I don't think I would pay that. Or at the minute, I can't afford to spend that on a face mask.
Yeah.
But this is the only thing that I would be like, when this runs out, I will make a conscious effort to rebuy that. I'm not going to buy it on a whim, but because it is so effective, like I can't really live without it.
Well, the amount of other products you would probably buy.
Yeah, to try and do the same thing.
To get the same results.
Yeah.
You might as well spend an extra.
Yeah. And I don't use it every night, so it's not like it's going pretty quick.
The first night I ever used that, you know, I must have put something on my face beforehand and it just stung.
It does sting. I had to take it off.
I couldn't sleep with it.
Yeah.
But then the second time I used it, it was fine.
Yeah. It burns. The first time I used it, I was like, whoa. Mm. But that is normal. That's not unusual. The more and more you use it, the more your skin gets used to it. But I have seen that the Mario Badescu have a silver powder.
I think that's where it kind of rings a bell. That's the only thing I've seen it in.
The only thing is, obviously, as you said at the start of the episode, colloidal silver is a mixture of silver ions in a liquid. So the Mario Badescu silver powder isn't colloidal silver, but it's a silver product. So it will have pretty much the same effect. But as you know, most of the things that you put on your face aren't a powder. So, well, for skincare anyway. So I haven't actually used the Mario Badescu powder, but I believe that it is quite effective if you would be interested in getting rid of some acne. It says that it's good for, use it 1 to 2 times a week and it will clear and purify the T-zone.
I Googled then colloidal silver just to see what any other products, so I could just, you know, quickly list them off.
Mm-hmm.
The main thing when I put colloidal silver for, because I was going to put in skin, before acne, it says dogs and cats. It says for dogs, for cats, and then for acne. What's it doing to dogs? Oh my God, you could buy.
Good for you then.
Fuck off. Oh yeah, well yeah. Aww. Used to treat inflammation, wounds, fever, eye infections, burns, ringworm, parasites, digestive disorders, and yeast infections. Oh. You could do with some of those.
Oh, damn it, you stole my joke. Damn it, you dog.
Oh, you can also use it to improve your pet's gum health and wash their eyes and ears.
Yeah, it's great.
Jessie's got a little ear infection, so I might get some of that.
Yeah, well.
She's going to be using the best stuff around. I'll put that Mandela mask in her ear. She'd be like, ow.
It burns. Yes, do not put it on your animals. Do not use human things as animals. Just buy it from Pets at Home or something. But yes, colloidal silver is something you should have in your routine. Ames, some exciting news.
Go, go, go.
People have been buying the tote bags.
I know, I saw.
I know, how exciting.
I know, it is.
Please
exciting.
Do send us a picture if you buy a mug or a bag or something. We've been doing some little giveaways with them, so do send your pictures in. Makes us happy.
I want to know what people are styling them with.
Oh, yeah. I mean, to be honest, I just kind of use it because it's a handy bag.
Mm, quite big, aren't they?
Yeah, I'm very protective over it getting damaged, though. The amount of tote bags I've ruined.
Yeah, same.
It's my baby.
Same.
I'll just have to buy a new one.
I love a good tote.
I was wondering if you had any fun updates before we bid farewell. That's something I always say as well.
Bid farewell.
Bid farewell.
I say bid farewell quite a bit. Not as much as you say, essentially, though. You were actively trying to avoid it this episode, but still said it. That's how much it's on your brain.
Oh, God, I hate it when people do that.
I'm going to make you tea one day, and I'm just going to get...
Oh, my God, you're going to make me spaghetti.
Spaghetti. I'm going to just write out, essentially, in every single food form of lettering ever. So you'll have potato, alphabet, you'll have... alphabet spaghetti. I'm just going to spell that essentially.
And I'm going to spell out fuck off.
Essentially, no, there is no updates, not really. Didn't get Glastonbury tickets this morning. Yeah. I got absolutely fuming, right? So I had my 3 browsers up, 2 Chrome, 1 Safari, because Chrome I think is a bit more reliable, on my phone. Mm-hmm. Just lying in bed like this. And Cal was on his phone trying as well. Yeah. He went, need to go to the toilet. I was like, right, okay.
You know, like, can I just say Amy's not shagging an ogre or a caveman at this point?
No, he doesn't talk like that. I'm just making him out to be the worst possible person he can be because he's annoying. Right, so I need to go to toilet. I was like, right, instead of getting up, climbing over me, he literally rolls his whole body over me. I went, Callum, my laptop's here. He shut the laptop.
Oh, no.
He shut the laptop. I lost my place in the queue.
Oh, no, it doesn't really work like that, so don't stress too much. Sorry, yes,
I know
it
kept timing out, so it doesn't matter. But I told him I lost my place in the queue and blamed it on him.
Oh, fair.
He was getting wise. So
I believe that is what gaslighting is. And that is not something that you should be doing.
You're a big, fat, lazy knob. Why would you do that?
Our language in this episode has been atrocious.
Oh, no,
I might
sorry.
Have to start beeping. Christ.
A bleep essentially.
Well, I also didn't get Glastonbury tickets, and I didn't eat any breakfast because I was too busy trying to sort them and just going over the information for these episodes, and I am starving. So if you heard any rumbles, that is exactly what it is. Mm. We'll be in this room for the next 4 hours, so I will not be eating any food.
Sad.
Grand.
Sad. It's very sad.
Ames, next week, it's your turn to talk because I have absolutely no idea. I'm just really struggling to understand photosensitivity, which is the next step.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see you. We'll see you next Tuesday in the most polite way possible. And Ames is going to tell us all about photosensitivity.
I wouldn't expect too much, to be honest. We know I've not got the best of terminology.
That's all right, because essentially everybody will understand.
Yeah, good one.
Goodbye.
Good one, yeah. Keep going, yeah.
No, goodbye.